Morning Ireland, it is 7:46. This September we'll see two new leaving certificate subjects introduced for fifth years in an initial 100 secondary schools across the country. The subjects are drama, film and theatre studies and climate action and sustainable development. Both promise to be highly practical subjects. In the case of drama, 50% of students' final marks will be awarded for project work. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has been to a school in County Clare that will be among the first to offer the subject to its incoming fifth year students.
How are you getting on up here?
Sorry.
Did we do the solar lights yet?
Tomorrow's a big day for TY students at St. Anne's Community College in Killaloe, the culmination of weeks of hard work. They're holding an arts festival for the local community with live music, food and much more. Supported by the Arts Council's Creative Schools Project, this is the kind of hands-on learning experience that's usually reserved for transition year, but perhaps not anymore. St. Anne's is one of more than 50 schools that will offer Leaving Certificate students a new and very practical arts subject, drama, film and theatre studies, from next September. TY students Maria Kennedy and Abby McLeish are among those who will take it up.
I'm really excited for it because before, for the last 4 years, we've been such a creative school with musicals and the festival and performing arts class. Whereas before we kind of would leave it in TY, whereas now with this new subject we'll get to continue it on into fifth and sixth year.
I've always loved drama and film and all that type of thing, so this area has always been looked at as kind of a hobby, but now that it's being brought as a subject, it's looked at as a more serious thing and people can really go into careers in this.
Teacher Marie Murphy has been teaching drama on an extracurricular basis for years at St. Anne's, and she's relishing the opportunity now to teach the subject formally.
So far we've done 5 days face-to-face training. It's been really helpful. The first 2 days were mostly about drama, and then we had 3 days face-to-face film. And we could see the creative process coming alive, and that's what this subject is about, that it's not just for performers, it's for people interested in all aspects of the creative process of making movies and theatre and TV. It's really, really great to see that it's going to be accredited in the classroom and with the point system. Before, it was always something that was more a hobby that we were doing with the students on an extracurricular level.
Double-sided tape them down so the wind doesn't catch them. Is that okay?
Yeah.
A full 50% of marks will be awarded for project work, a creative endeavour in theatre or film devised and developed or performed by the student. So what kind of student is the new subject for? Any student, says teacher Claire O'Brien.
It really could be anybody, and that's the beauty of it. And even looking at the sample papers or the practical elements on the spec, you can see where the practical learner will really thrive because it's project-based. 50% of this is project-based, so they get to get, you know, in there and collaborate with a group. All the way up to the people who will be really interested in the academic side of things, you know, the theory behind the different types of, you know, drama productions or film productions.
This will be it must feel great and daunting to be trying something new because, you know, it's not very bedded down, it's not nailed down yet. There's a lot to be kind of decided and explored.
True, but I think we take confidence in the fact that in our collaborative training that we've done so far, there's been a really lovely group of about 20 teachers, and we've already formed our own kind of, I suppose, our own little group, our own little collaborative community of practice there, and we know that we're going to support each other. Like, that's already been established, so that gives you confidence.
The new course has been devised by the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment. This is Education Officer Mary Elaine Tynan, who has been centrally involved.
The filmmaking industry in Ireland is crying out for people to actually make sets, to do the electricals, etc. So, and in the theatre industry, they can't get tech people. It's really, really difficult. So it's not just about the performers. They are also really important, but it's also about students who would love to be behind the scenes and not even necessarily as a profession. You might love to do it as a hobby. You might like to do, you know, theatre at weekends like lots of people do. So people who want to work in it, but also people who just love it. They're passionate about it.
Back at St. Anne's, students Max McKenna and Emma Andrews say they feel lucky and they can't wait.
It's definitely a serious subject. I mean, there's a lot of project work, so you get to do all sorts of stuff really in the classroom as well. And there's like a whole load of opportunities for careers as well that maybe a lot of people wouldn't know about. I'm lucky because I got to do this and music as well. I got both of them, which is just brilliant because it's just two really creative subjects, and I love doing creative stuff.
I love acting, and I did the school musical as well, The Sound of Music. I had a part in that. I loved English as well. Other subjects, you're kind of sitting in a classroom and it's a lot of learning, just, you know, learning off things. But I can do acting, I can do, like, you know, it's hands-on. And yeah, I just can't wait.
I can't wait. That was from a report from our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.